Before we get into today's Reddit stories, I first of all need to tell you about one of my other favorite Reddit podcasts out there, the OKOP Show. If you guys are looking for even more daily Reddit content, then the OKOP Show with John and Sam is perfect for you. Just search for the letters OKOP wherever you get your pods.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome back to the channel. I hope you're all doing well. Now today I'm back on r/AmITheJerk and I've got 5 incredible posts for you. The first one just starts off completely savagely. Imagine saying this to somebody. You should have thought about that before you procreated. Yep, those exact words, absolutely unbelievable. But hey, this is r/AmITheJerk. Before we get into it, drop a like if you like this subreddit and make sure you are subscribed or you click the follow button on whatever platform you're on so you keep up to date with my daily Reddit content. Without further ado, here we go. Enjoy. Oh, and also, make sure to get your comments in down below on all of these stories. I want to hear your guys' thoughts. Are these people the jerks or not? Let me know. Let's go. Am I the jerk for saying you should have thought about that before you procreated? My ex and I have a 13-year-old daughter, Nicole. Nicole has several medical conditions that require a lot of attention. She will need some sort of in-home assistance for the rest of her life. While we have an aide to help a couple of days a week, it is still a challenge. The outcome of Nicole's condition became clear when she was 2. At that point, my ex and I agreed we wouldn't have more kids because it wouldn't be fair to anyone. There'd be no way we could focus attention on 2 kids. Someone would lose out in this situation. We divorced when Nicole was 5. We originally had 50-50 custody. 3 years later, my ex remarried. His new wife, Callie, is nice. My ex did say that she didn't understand the severity of Nicole's condition. I figured there was a learning curve. Eventually, Callie basically said she wanted to be hands-off, which I respected, though I wondered how it would work considering Nicole lives with them half the time. Last year, my ex and Callie had a baby. I was a little surprised given my ex was always firm on not having more kids, but figured it wasn't any of my business. He did begin to complain that it was a lot of work juggling Nicole and the baby. I sympathized, but I really didn't know what else to say. Recently, the venting got worse. He said Callie yelled at him for taking Nicole to her physical therapy appointment instead of helping her with the baby. He brought up potentially having Nicole stay with me more. I wasn't entirely shocked, but it angered me. I said Nicole was his daughter. He can't just abandon that responsibility. He asked what he was supposed to do about the baby. I said, maybe you should have thought of that before you procreated. I mean, really, we discussed this 10 years ago as to why it would be hard to juggle 2 kids. Why did you think having another would be a good idea? He got quiet and said Callie wanted a baby. I said that isn't enough of a reason, and maybe he should have thought harder before bringing more life into this world. The conversation ended with me saying I'd call my lawyer and we could arrange for him to have less custody, as I'd rather my daughter be properly cared for than be viewed as a burden. Callie called me that night very upset that I'd made my ex cry and that I said her baby shouldn't exist. I said that's not what I said completely, more that they didn't think it through. She called me a jerk. So, am I in the wrong? All right, good one to start. OP, first of all, clearly you're not the jerk here. You had that agreement with your now ex. You stuck to that. You've said I'm not having any more kids. It doesn't matter that you've divorced and he's found a new partner. He made that agreement. And practically speaking, yeah, you guys don't have enough time or resources for another child, even though he's with a new partner now. Doesn't change anything. Nicole has to be the focus. For your ex, I think, what is he doing? Genuinely, what is he doing? Like, he knows he won't be able to look after another kid as well, even with another partner. And he still has to do 50-50 custody. You both know that there's not enough time for another kid. And ultimately, he's just being super selfish by saying, Yeah, well, Callie wants another kid, so I'm going to have one. That's probably going to stretch me pretty thin, but, you know, you can look after Nicole more, can't you? And I can focus on my brand new wife and my do-over life and, you know, it'll be fine, right? No, doesn't work like that. I also do put some blame on Callie, of course, as well, for seemingly pressuring your ex OP into having a kid. She should have known, and I'm sure she did, when she got together with your ex. I mean, he must have told her, right? I have this kid, Nicole. She has difficulties. She's going to need in-home assistance for the rest of her life. We're going to have to be there for her a lot. I cannot have another child. Like, surely he said that. Maybe he didn't. Maybe I'm asking and expecting too much of your ex, OP. But he must have at least given Callie some indication. But yeah, I feel like they're just like, oh, we can kind of forget about Nicole now. No, it doesn't work like that. As OP said, it's your kid. Am I the jerk for kicking my brother and his family out after he tried to give me a whore-avention? I'm having a hard time feeling remorseful, and I'm unwilling to apologize for calling my brother out and for asking him to vacate my property. I've given him many chances to stop this behavior, and my brother won't stop shaming me for having been a stripper before I got my prestigious job. These are his literal words. I'm a nurse anesthetist. He's been making offhand remarks about me having been a stripper since he found out 6 years ago. He gets on these long tirades about how I am ungodly, unholy, and that the sins I committed can never be forgiven unless I repent and let Christ into my heart. Now, I am not religious. I'm certainly not a Christian, and I will never be one. But my brother refuses to accept this. Also, I only started stripping because his drug and gambling addiction ruined mine and our parents' lives. He remortgaged their house, took out loans and several credit cards in our parents' name, and even sold our parents' identity to his former dealer. I didn't know how bad the situation was until I came home one day from university and found strangers living in our house. My father was too embarrassed to let me know why they were living out of their car. They also never reported my brother to the police because my parents didn't want him back in prison. Last time he went in for 2 years, and me and my parents were blackmailed to pay his prison debts. So, when I found out that my parents, baby sister, and baby brother were living out of their car, I decided to work as a stripper. I made good money, and with that money, I was able to house my family, pay off my parents' debt, my brother's debt, and put my younger siblings through college and university. During that time, I also paid for his rehab, and he got his life together. Now he is happily married, employed, sober, and with a child on the way. FYI, I paid for his wife's IVF treatments. Last Sunday, our parents invited some people over for a big catered dinner. My brother and his wife thought this would be the perfect time to turn it into what he called a whore-avention, and embarrass me in front of all the guests. I completely lost it. I was so enraged that I spent most of the evening cussing him and my sister-in-law out. I reminded him that I would never have been a stripper if he hadn't tried to ruin us. On Monday, I drew up an eviction notice and sent it to him. I want to cut all ties with him and his family. I am truly done with him. Almost everyone is telling me I am right in being angry, but that it's terrible to kick him and his wife out when they are due to have their first child in 9 weeks. My parents are begging me to forgive him, and honestly, I feel like I have been, and I'm being reasonable. I've given them 90 days. I'm done being called the whore of Babylon and the downfall of mankind. Yeah, this is just horrible to read. I'm sorry, this is absolutely disgraceful. After all you've done, earning all that money, putting yourself in probably, I mean, to be fair, you didn't say if you liked it or not, but I imagine that a decent number of people who have worked in the industry are doing it for money rather than pleasure. Maybe I'm wrong there, maybe I'm assuming, but that's kind of what I think. You've put all that work in, you know, put kids through college, got your brother out of a unbelievable hole, yet it seems like he doesn't care at all now. He has no gratitude towards what you did and is actually throwing it back in your face. Oh, you made me all this money and helped pretty much save my life and let us have children by stripping, therefore you're a disgrace? Right, weird. It's very, very weird. To be honest, I wouldn't give him 90 days. I'd get him gone immediately. Imagine that. You work so hard and give so much of your money away to somebody to help them so much, and they say this. Cut ties. Get him out. Don't give him 90 days. Am I the jerk for not showing up for my birthday dinner at a nice restaurant, knowing everyone was waiting for me, and my parents had to pay a deposit for the table? I am a 16-year-old boy, and I'm the second oldest of four. My older sister, who is 18, has Down syndrome and is medically complex with complex needs. She also has food allergies. My younger sister, who is 13, has a host of food allergies, and some of them are very serious, and she's also on the spectrum. Then we have my younger brother, who is 11. He has a lot of medical issues related to food and allergies that go along with it. We always try to make sure places are accessible for them, especially because my older sister is in a wheelchair. Well, sounds like you have some phenomenal genetics going on in your family, OP, is all I'll say. Anyway, this does mean I can be overlooked. It does mean making sacrifices or accepting that things will never be as far as it would be for a kid in a family with less extra or special needs. I'm used to not getting my favorite dishes, and I'm used to not getting my top pick for vacations because my parents don't think it's accessible enough or autism friendly enough. I'm used to my siblings never getting turned down for that stuff. After a while, it became something I expected. I was lucky that my maternal grandparents tried to make up for it when they could, and my best friend's family would also include me in their family for stuff like meals out. My favourite restaurant in our city is this Indian place. My favourite dish is their samosas. I never get to eat there with my parents and siblings, and we never get takeout from there because it's not deemed safe for all my siblings. Sometimes that stinks, especially when my parents proclaim they always get their kids' favorite food from their favorite restaurant for their birthdays each year. This year, my parents made a big deal over me turning 16, and they told me to pick my favorite place for us to have a family dinner for my birthday. A family dinner that included extended family. I told them my favorite place, and they told me that wouldn't work. I asked them if they wanted my favorite place or a place catered to my siblings. They asked me if I didn't want to cater to my siblings, and I said no. They asked where did I want to go. I said the Indian place. They gave me one of those looks and said they would give me more time to think. A couple of weeks after, they asked me where I wanted to eat for my birthday, and I told them my answer had not changed. They asked if I could really enjoy my birthday knowing it wasn't accessible and safe for my siblings to eat there, and I said yes, since it's meant to be my birthday and they wanted me to say my favorite restaurant. They told me they would book the family favorite and went ahead and did that. The family favorite has nothing I actually like, I just tolerate it. They had everything planned, invited everyone, and when the evening came for the dinner, I just didn't go. My parents are furious with me. I had everything taken for a week, and they planned to continue the punishment in some way. My grandparents defended me, but my parents said I was rude. So, am I the jerk? Okay, you are definitely not the jerk, OP, and to be honest, I just feel super bad for you. This is a terrible situation to be in. Now, from your parents' perspective, I get it, it's tough. They obviously have children that need a lot more than you do, but that shouldn't mean that you just isolate a child completely and don't listen to them at all. The fact that you've said that you're barely ever allowed to go or just never go out to your favorite places or do your favorite things with your family, it has to be only with other people, is such a joke. Surely, like at one point, your mum could go out with you to the Indian restaurant. Your dad can stay at home and look after the kids for one evening, or just get a babysitter or something, go out on your own with both your parents to your favorite restaurant, so therefore not putting your siblings at risk, and enjoy yourself. Now, with vacations, family vacations, I understand it a little bit more. Like, you do have to cater to all the children, and that is going to limit where you can go. I think you probably understand that as well, OP. But with going out for a meal for your birthday, I mean, have two meals. Have one where you go out with your siblings. Have one where you go out with your parents and mates or whatever, and people that don't have, you know, allergies and stuff like that. And have a great time at your favorite place. I don't see why that's that hard. Ultimately, the blame obviously has to lie with your parents, who are just completely ignoring your wishes. As I said, fully isolating you from the family. And thankfully, your grandparents are picking up a little bit of the slack, but it's not on them to do this. It's just disgraceful. Oh, to be fair, OP has said below that his best friend's parents even bought him a gift card for the restaurant so he could go out with some of my friends. And his grandparents made sure I was celebrated in a way that actually celebrates me. So, I mean, these people know what to do, and they're not your parents. Your parents, as I said again, are a disgrace.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Am I the jerk for dropping off my stepkids with my in-laws and saying that they are not my problem anymore? My wife passed away just before last Thanksgiving. It came out of nowhere, and I'm somewhat broken. To make it worse, my stepkids have decided that since I'm not their father, they don't have to obey me anymore. They are teens, and they have never been my biggest fans. They love their dad, and I was only ever their mum's husband. However, when Dina was alive, they treated our home well, and me with respect. After she died, they became jerks. Yes, I know, their mum died, it sucks, but that was my wife and the mother of my children. I'm also having a tough time dealing with her. Their paternal grandparents are also trashing on me for not being more understanding of all they're going through. I've tried. I've offered them counseling. I've given them space. I've been there for them. I'm at my wit's end. The last straw was when we were over there for supper last week. I said it was time to go so I could get the littles to bed. My stepkids said that they didn't want to go and that I should leave them and come back for them. It is a 2-hour drive. I said no. Their grandparents said I was being too hard on them and that I should let them stay. I'm having a hard time with two small children, the loss of my wife, and two teen jerks without having my in-laws pile on to make my life more difficult. So I did. I also packed up their stuff. Instead of coming back for them, I dropped off their stuff at their grandparents' house. I have two kids under 5 to take care of. I don't really have time to baby two teens that are just making my life harder. My house is clean for the first time in weeks. My kids are sleeping through the night. My stepkids are living with their uncle in the same city as me so they can finish high school with their friends. Everyone on their dad's side is against me. I really don't care. I was told by both of them and by their father that I'm not to try and parent them. So, I'm not. I actually do not have any parental rights over them. Their dad was not even okay with me being a contact for them at school, so his parents bear the contacts. My wife left behind a small life insurance policy, which I will divide between the four kids. But I was the breadwinner in my house. I bought pretty much everything there for the last 8 years. So now it's all mine. My in-laws are calling me a jerk for abandoning the kids, but I have two kids that need me more. The older two have a dad as well as grandparents to help them. My kids do too, I guess, but they also have me, and I want them to have a peaceful home. Okay, great stuff. You're definitely not the jerk. To me, it sounds like everyone has got what they wanted. Your stepkids are seemingly happier. You're happier. I'm sure your biological children are happier as well. What's the problem? The only people that are getting annoyed at you are the in-laws. I think it's completely fine. You found a solution. And yeah, you've taken them up on their offer. Good for you. Also, if you were such a hindrance throughout this entire thing, like, where is the dad? Where is their dad in this? Your stepkids, that is. Like, only when it came to paragraph 4 or 5 or 7, actually. Yeah. Okay. No, actually, it's paragraph 8. No, paragraph 9. Only when I got to the 9th paragraph here did we even mention their dad. That is how irrelevant he seems to have been in this whole thing. Where is he? It's your kids. Step in. Date them. I don't know. OP's definitely not the jerk, no matter what's going on there. Now for our final Am I the Jerk post of this episode. Am I the jerk for cancelling our anniversary trip because my husband drowned my terrarium? I am a 29-year-old woman, and I travelled across the country to visit a company regarding an incredible job offer. I spent 2 days touring the company to decide if it would be the right fit for me after years of self-employment. After meeting with the company, I visited my sister, who is 32, and her family a few towns over. We barely get to see each other because of work and distance, so it was wonderful to spend a few days with her, the family, and her new baby. I was gone for a total of 8 days. When I returned home, I was excited to spend time with my husband and tell him about the trip, my visit with my sister, my impression of the city, etc. We were meant to be celebrating our anniversary and decided to put off the discussion about whether or not I should accept the job offer until after our anniversary getaway. I'd arranged for us to go on a luxury train ride because he's a big train enthusiast, and we were meant to leave for the trip 3 days after I got home.
This is when the problem started.
I have a very large closed bioactive terrarium, which I made with my mother 15 years ago. It's one of my favorite things I have of her before she passed. This terrarium is my pride and joy and has come with me everywhere since we planted it. It was always super healthy and beautiful, and I've only ever had to open it 4 times to do a little maintenance and watering. My husband knows all of this, which is why I don't understand why he decided to tamper with it in my absence. I didn't notice the night I got home because I was exhausted, but the next morning I went to check on the terrarium to find it in a terrible state. The roots were rotting and the plants dying and molding. He told me that the day I left, he poured a few cups of water into the vessel and sealed it again. I was so mad I cried, and it turned into a huge argument because it's just a plant and all you do is look at it anyway. He called me ungrateful and overdramatic, and that I should appreciate that his intention was to help me, and that he didn't ask because he didn't want to bother me on my trip. I ended up cancelling our anniversary plans. Partly because I was so upset that I didn't want to go, and partly because I wanted to try and salvage the plants, and that would require time. He hit the roof when I told him, and is now sleeping in a separate room and refusing to speak to me because, according to him, I'm being petty and trying to destroy our marriage. Am I being oversensitive about my plants? My friends are pretty evenly split and have pointed out that he was just trying to be thoughtful, however misguided it was. Okay, I think that makes it 5 for 5, not the jerks here. There's no way you can possibly be the jerk. Like, yeah, he was trying to help. But surely, throughout the time that you've been with your husband, he has known how to look after your terrarium and what exactly you do, or not do, actually, to make sure everything's okay. If you just leave it as it is for the majority of the time, surely he'd know that. Like, or at least he'd ask you before chucking water in it to make sure the plant's all right. It's just stupid. Now look, he probably is just a dumb guy when it comes to plants, like most of us are. I mean, look at that, guys. Does that look real? It's not. Do you want to know why? Because I probably couldn't be trusted to look after a plant, and also can't be bothered, right? I don't really care. Maybe it's a guy thing, but I wouldn't, like, say, you know, someone that cared about plants was like, oh yeah, I'm leaving, and then didn't even mention their plant. Either I'd be like, okay, well, do you want me to look after it? What do I do? Or I'd just say, if they wanted me to, then they would have told me, especially when it comes to my wife. Do you get the point? I mean, look at this. Don't trust guys with plants. I don't know. What a stigma that is, and a sweeping statement, but it's the truth. Nonetheless, your husband's an idiot. Sorry to let you know. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this one. Really hope you enjoyed it. As always, get in the comments down below. Let me know. Was I right? Was I wrong? Am I the jerk? That's what this is really all about. Help me. Let me know. If you do want more from me right away, check out this episode of r/AmItheJerk on screen right here. Also linked down below. And yeah, I'll see you guys all tomorrow for some more Reddit stories.